lovely new band there. Definitely, well, maybe surprising to find out they're from a fairly remote part of India. They sing in very, very good English. They're called Yesterdrive, and the song was OK Hope. Came out almost 2 years ago. And that's kind of going to be a theme on this hour now that we've entered. And we're visiting the seven sister states of Eastern India. Yeah, far, far away from here. And those states, we're going to visit them from north to south. And we started with that band from Arunachal Pradesh. And that's on the border of China and Myanmar. And then the other states are to the south of India. There's 29 states in India, by the way. And as much as I'd like to visit them all one at a time, I thought it might be nice to do like a crash course through the eastern ones, which are fairly sparsely populated, at least for Indian standards. So about 40 million people total in this region of the seven sister states. And they are quite remote in India because Bangladesh nearly cuts them off from the rest of the country. There's only like a little sliver that connects eastern India to the rest of the country, and it's only about 10 kilometers wide, amazingly. So most people, I'm sure, would travel through Bangladesh to get back, or to get across India. Yeah, so the states of Arunachal Pradesh, and next we're going to visit Assam, and then Nagaland, and then Meghalaya, and then Manipur, Tripura, and Mizoram. So yeah, we're not going to spend long in each one because we want to get through them all. But yeah, just a little piece of music there. Definitely not not indicative of all the styles over there. It's impossible to do. But yeah, a lot of languages and a lot of different folk styles of music. And next we'll hear something a little bit more folky than the last one, but it's still quite quite modern sounding. And it's called Bajuk Doba. Doba is a giant drum from the state of Assam, and the musician, his name is Tridev Kumar, and this is probably an outlier within the region as well, because it almost sounds like rap metal in some moments, but then it has some other moments where it sounds like Indian folk music. So anyways, I'm just going to jump into it now. This is Assamese music as we make our way through the seven sister states of India. Enjoy.
Yeah. बोया से हृदयर मजे बोया से हृदयर मजे নমস্কার এ মহাভারতৰ পদ অ কৰিব অংগিরা রেখে ব্রহ্মা করেছিল হে সৃষ্টিকর অগ্নি বারো কি কারণ কেঁচা পকা সমানে দাহন করে আর সেই অগ্নিকে পৃথিবীর মনুষ্য সকলে বন্তি রূপে জ্বলায় পূজা অর্চনা করে কার অভিশাপে অগ্নি সর্বভক্ষ হল কেনো পুণ্যর ফলে বারো পৃথিবীত বন্তি হয়ে রল এই সব কথা প্রভু কোয়াহা বুঝাই হাহি হাহি ব্রহ্মাদেবে অঙ্গিরাত কয় অপ্রথমতে মহাভারতর নাম।
Oh yeah, we're traveling through the music of India, the seven easternmost states, aka the seven sisters, and we just heard from Trailokya Tridip, and that came out last October. It is a style called Nagara Nam, formed with Vedas or Upanishads. So that's the lyrical content, along with locomotive tales found across the state of Assam, cultural districts like Darang, Barpeta, and Kamrup. And yeah, lots of drums. Drum heavy indeed. So that was some folk music, newly recorded. And before that we heard something I can't even really explain to you. Like traditional Indian rap metal. Got like, you just had too many things to name in there. But the artist is Tridev Kumar and the song Bajok Doba from his new album. So new stuff from the city of Guwahati in Assam. So we already visited Arunachal Pradesh and Assam, and making our way south, we're going to next visit the state of Nagaland. And this is a new sounding band. They're called Tuden, T-U-D-E-N, and the song here, Porcupine. So this is some sort of pop rock, you might say, from the city of Dimapur. And Tuden is a singer-songwriter whose journey started in grade 9 when they saw the movie That Thing You Do and formed a band. So I also loved that movie when I was a kid, so you know, we got a lot in common. So they call this Britpop, actually, this music. So there you go. Britpop from Nagaland, India.
klisin sharaba jabi mulak letno kumungin kershan yu klisin sharaba jabi mulak letno kumungin kershan yu klisin sharaba jabi mulak letno Shania e kapla pisa u barun kasa bantro I khuble ikti kenya ki ne u fom la ban le ei ei Shupete I kumba jok ma ki ken kumba remu Kumnu in kershan yu klitsin sharaba jabi u la klet no Kumnu in shania e kapla pisa u barun kasa bantro I khuble ikti kenya ki ne u fom la ban le ei ei Shupete I kumba chok magi ken kumba ramu me Ki ongwalo ki shimrin ye kumno I dey tang ni baisha Baro ki bamsa ki ma bir yang do haro sumna Bay no ka bamsa kan lakshi sin wa ye ki basta tan her Wan kam ti ka bha uba tuk basu kon ti diya ki lam me Don't touch him, Jim.
This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, just east of Vancouver. And we just heard a band called Somersault and the song Kilut Kaba Ma, and a very charming music video for the song as well, where there is the band playing live, but it's not the band, it's little kids that are lip-syncing the song, and there's all this action at the school with the kids and stuff too. So yeah, very, very good lip-syncing by this one front man in disguise. Looks like a, I don't know, 6-7-year-old kid. Yeah, Somersault, cool kind of rock fusion band. And that state that they're from, called Meghalaya, is quite an interesting place, it seems. It is the rainiest place in the world. They get an average of, why is this in inches? 12,000 millimeters of rain a year. That's about nearly 10 times as much as we get here in Vancouver, and we call this the rainforest. So yeah, the 70% forested, very subtropical region. So the wettest place in the world, it has the record for the most rain in 1 month and the most rain in a calendar year within the state of Meghalaya. And it also is unique in India for being matriarchal. So the names get passed from mother to daughter. Lineage and an inheritance also traced through women. So the youngest daughter inherits all wealth, and she also takes care of her parents. The youngest daughter, interesting. So you just, if you're a girl in the family, you're just hoping there's not going to be any more, maybe. I don't know. That's interesting, though. English is also the main language there. And also you got Khasi, Garo, Pnar, Biate, Hajong, Assamese, and Bengali. Most languages I've never heard of. India is just a whole world, isn't it? So Somersault, just one band from that state, though, that we're going to hear, made up for it with a few fun facts from the region. Somersault, cool band. That's a piece of music just came out last year, by the way. And before that, we heard from another one of the seven sister states there, from Nagaland, and the band Tudin with the song Porcupine, indebted to the movie That Thing You Do and British pop rock. Yeah, so nice melodies. And moving on to Manipur state, a little further south. And Manipur is, if I'm correct, no, it's not the one. One of the states we're going to hear afterwards, Tripura, is almost surrounded by Bangladesh. So you hear a lot of that style. But Manipur is right on the border, eastern border of India, where it meets